There has been so much grief, so much news here in Boston where we are in the past week and a half that we barely noticed that the Pulitzers were announced. The play Matilda hit Broadway, some of the best reviews seen in years. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame honored 8 new inductees, including Boston's own disco queen, the late Donna Summer, Rush, Quincy Jones, and Heart, the Seattle band founded by sisters Ann and Nancy Wilson. Crazy on You, These Dreams, Barracuda, Magic Man, just a few of the 21 top 40 hits off the 30 million records the band Heart has sold since the 1970s. Seattle-based Soundgarden singer Chris Cornell inducted the band, saying, "Heart was important to us, not just as musicians, but as proof that Seattle could produce something beautiful and rocking. They blasted down sexist barriers in front of them." The ceremony will be broadcast on HBO on May 18th. We spoke to Ann and Nancy Wilson last October. They were busier than ever, with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, a new album, Fanatic, a box set career retrospective, and a memoir, Kicking and Dreaming, a story of heart, soul, and rock and roll. And today we bring you that conversation again. What a pleasure to meet you.
Me too.
You write about all the career up and downs. Oh, for instance, this crazy idea of two girls being, and I say girls because at that time, it's early 70s, two girls being at the heart of a band.
We never really took much stock in being girls keeping us from doing anything.
Yeah. You were Marine brats, moved around the world.
Right.
Like a lot of preteens in the 60s, you sang folk songs and, harmonized top hits. You fall in love with the Beatles, but unlike other girls who fell in love and wanted to love the Beatles, date the Beatles, you wanted to be the Beatles, Anne?
Yeah. We wanted to actually play the guitars and be making the music rather than waiting at home for the guys to come home and say, "Where's dinner?"
But like you said, being from military family and our mom really being both parents at home when our dad was gone so much, we got such a great message from her about strength and, leadership as women. So we took that cue and we ran with it.
Anne, you're the older of the two. You go off to Canada following a guy named Michael, who became the magic man you sing of, and who both really supported your career, but also wanted you to be thin and wash the sheets and make dinner and do all of this for everybody else in the band. I mean, there was a lot of sexism in rock and roll.
Yeah, and it was just a natural thing then. I think that was at a pretty crucial moment where women actually came to critical mass and they stood up in the 70s and went, "No, we're going to do more than this." So just to set the record straight, he didn't force me to wash the sheets. I did that because we had a remarkable sex life and I wanted fresh sheets every night. So I went and washed them and hung them outside.
"Come on home, girl," he said with a smile.
Meanwhile, people are saying, "Oh my gosh, that woman Ann Wilson is singing like Robert Plant." But Nancy, you're the first woman a lot of people saw on stage playing guitar.
Right, slinging a big rock guitar. That's true, and I think both of us worked super hard to get proficient and to prove it, that we really were doing something as equally important and even as loud as any man.
But increasingly, the industry starts squeezing the life out of you, as it will.
Yeah.
You meet record promoters like the guy you say is like Artie Fufkin from Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
One step away from Goodfellas. Did you really, you wrote a Barracuda about him?
Yeah, he decided that he was going to make it known to me that Nancy and I were no more really than a couple of, you know, porn stars.
Yeah, then
and
that
like,
was
wait,
the
this is the guy
spin.
Who's supposed to be selling your radio, your records to radio
That's how
stations.
He wanted to sell us. That was the thrust of the spin. He wanted to spin it.
It keeps happening when you're going in the 80s and you could see the band is getting bigger and bigger. Your hair is getting bigger and bigger. The cleavage is plunging. And this brings us to the story about Annie Leibovitz, which is really tough to read. You write about her in coming to you for a photo shoot where it became clear she wanted to get you both to take your clothing off. Did she take advantage of you?
You know, Annie's thing was to get people naked. That's her style. That's how she portrays people outside of the shroud of their egos. And I just wasn't ready for it. So I felt really taken advantage of.
Yeah. You sued over those photographs. They are locked up.
We just wanted them to be under control, yeah.
The book tells so much more, the trials of having children, coming to terms with what is your natural body, Anne, and loving it. And Nancy, you marry filmmaker Cameron Crowe, and there's a whole other detour there where
there's
you're
a huge, almost 30-year detour there.
Yeah, where you're doing music for film.
Yeah, scoring music and
some of the films.
My first real score was Jerry Maguire, and I worked on Almost Famous and Vanilla Sky.
And as we said, you have a new CD out. Let's listen, in fact, to a little bit of Fanatic, your 14th studio release. This song is called Dear Old America, about your dad, a Marine, coming home from war with PTSD. Let's just listen to it. I guess I just want to ask you, or either of you, jump in here. Some of the men came and went. The industry certainly came and went and came and went and came and went.
Yeah.
You two stayed. You two never broke up.
Yeah.
We're dogged. We are like Marine brats. We have this other ethic, I think, that comes from our family and where, you know, drama is not an option. There's already too much drama with the wars and the things that go on that are important, you know. And when it comes to music, you know, that's bigger than all of us. And that is one of the best communicating, healing, and biggest gifts you can give.
And you had thoughts on that? Just the sisterhood of it.
Yeah, it's just two heads are better than one, you know.
A lot of women in rock have said, I wish I'd had another girl to do this with.
And the trick really in our relationship, it's not a trick. I mean, but the thing that we know about our relationship is that we're two separate people.
We don't spousify each other.
Yeah.
We really need to individuate enough so that we can support, you know, the two pillars.
Yeah.
That's Nancy Wilson with her sister Anne. They are the heart of heart. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for having us. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last week. We spoke last October. Their memoir, Kicking and Dreaming, A Story of Heart, Soul, and Rock and Roll. Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.